Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
So help me answer this question. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? We all know the answer, Ghostbusters. Well, this morning, there may be a few things off in the way you are thinking about your retirement, and we're hoping you'll give us a call as we play a role of Mythbusters this morning. Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning to join us. Pete and I are here in the studio doing our best to welcome in the Christmas. You are listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and today we're going to be debunking some common myths when it comes to retirement.
Yeah, the truth is there's rarely a one-size-fits-all solution for really any personal financial issue. So you need to be careful when you're doing your homework and research on this, because something that's touted as the be-all, end-all solution for a specific issue could be the exact opposite of what you need to do in your particular situation. So coming up on today's show, you're not going to want to miss it, because we're going to talk about five common retirement planning myths that no longer stand a chance against the challenges that you're going to face today. So the strategies also we're going to talk about and discuss that are working today and that can help you retire successfully, which is what everyone wants to do, Dan.
That's right. And getting right into it, we're starting with the biggie. And this one is a myth number one, and it's about taxes. And this myth is that your taxes in retirement are going to be lower than they are today during your working years. And we find that for a lot of families, this just isn't the case. And unfortunately, a lot of folks have been saving money in a way, deferring taxes, thinking that their rates are going to go down. And unfortunately, for a lot of folks, that's just not the case, because you're now going to have to pay taxes on the IRA and 401k, distributions for income. Also, it's unbelievable to me how many folks still don't know that their Social Security benefits are going to be taxed. And then if they know it's going to be taxed, do you know at what percentage? Because everyone pays a little bit of a different rate on the amount of Social Security tax, investment income, and even more. And then for a lot of folks, they're taking more money out in the early years to take extra trips while they're healthy and things like that. So when we look at income, we try to build an income plan for folks. I'll ask people, how much money do you need for income in retirement? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they haven't really thought through that question, which they should. Everyone out there needs to know what that income number needs to be. But if they haven't done the planning themselves, I'll ask them, what kind of net income are you currently bringing home? So from your employment, net out your 401k contributions, the Medicare tax, the tax they take for federal tax, Social Security tax, and how much money hits your bank account each month. And are you comfortable living on that amount of money? Hopefully they are, or they'd be working more jobs and whatnot. So it's if today the income that you have net is comfortable to support all the things you like to do in life, your travel, your trips, your around town money, is it unreasonable to think that in retirement, you're not going to want the same amount of income? And I would say the majority of families that we meet with each and every week say, no, Dan, we'd like to still have the same amount of income we're living on now. In fact, maybe a little bit more than that, even in these early years, because when I'm working, I only get so many vacation days, and retirement's a little bit more like a permanent vacation. And so you may take two, three, four trips during that year. And so if your income stays the same, but you don't have these deductions anymore, like the 401k contributions, Medicare tax and Social Security tax, to maintain the same standard of living for a lot of families actually costs them more money, even though the gross amount is a little bit less. And then again, factor in, what about those extra distributions that you want for additional trips and travel? And then the last piece is, what if taxes go up? That's assuming that rates stay the same. What if taxes go up? And I know we've got lots of different examples here that we could talk about from clients, Pete, that every day when they come in, we run these numbers for them, and we just find out that their taxes might not go down. In fact, they might go up.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben, I know you was telling us about a couple of articles here lately that discussed some of the tax
issues. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that one from Newsweek. It came out, I think it was earlier this year. It may have been around April. That talks about the U.S. national debt, highest ever. And of course, this, you know, not to get into politics, but they were talking about how it's the highest ever, only 2 months into Biden's presidency. And of course, the national debt, as we know, has grown to $28.1 trillion. And of course, that comprises of both the public debt as well as, you know, that intragovernmental holdings. And the other side of that story obviously has to do with the federal deficit, right? Mm. And so it was $3.1 trillion in 2020. And they're estimating at this point we're going to see a higher deficit this year just because, again, all the stimulus packages, everything coming out, estimated at least around $3.4 trillion. But again, I wouldn't be surprised to see that continue to go up. So it's got to, as a listener to this show and someone out there who is paying attention to the politics, obviously the taxes certainly seem like they're going to be going one direction, that's up. And so it's got to have you sitting there asking, okay, what can I do as a good human, as someone who's looking out for my family and trying to make sure that I set myself up for the best position that I can be in retirement? You've got to be asking that question. We have developed some great resources. And Pete, I just want to mention one of those. We call it the 4 ways to save on taxes in retirement. It's a very simple digital download. So if you're out there this morning, you're going, okay, yeah, I agree with you guys. I've seen enough news clippings and, you know, it's going on and on. Everybody's talking about taxes are going up. I've heard enough of Biden's speeches to understand that it's going one direction. And you're not yet comfortable meeting with a CPA. We would highly encourage you, go to our website, beaconcm.com. Again, this beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com, and download the 4 ways to save on taxes in retirement. It's a free digital download, but it's going to give you a good place to start so that you can start getting your hands around what steps you can take. Because you've heard us talk about this week in, week out. There's so many opportunities that you have, and it would be awful if you don't take advantage of those opportunities and you wake up one day and you're like, man, I wish I could have. I wish I would have, Pete.
Yeah, it's funny. The other day I was talking to a couple that recent retirees, and we were talking about spending, and he popped up and he said, shoot, he said, now we have 7 days a week to spend money, whereas before I was pretty tied up for 5 of those days. He says, I'm going to make up for lost time. And so spending more money, but understanding that it is going to be taxed and not just assuming it's going to be lower. But Dan, there are ways that we help people determine what their tax is really going to be in retirement and that kind of thing. And we want to make this retirement tax analysis available to people because this is a way they can really know what their burden is going to be.
That's right. If your taxes are going to go up, they're going to stay the same or go down. Wouldn't you want to know exactly what that looks like for you prior to entering into retirement? And if you're already retired, look, it's not too late. You can still figure out what this is going to look like for those latter years. So, you know, we want to talk about how to fix it. And the obvious way is to really take advantage of tax planning now while the rates are still low. We're at a 40-year low. Now's the time to really look into it. And you hate to be the one to say, you know, call now. Things are urgent. But they are. Yeah. And it looks like taxes may go up, and there's never been a better opportunity to start considering this and running the analysis than it is today.
So many of you listening this morning, you may break out in a cold sweat when you think about retirement. If you want to feel better about the direction that your retirement planning is going, and you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call and schedule your free on-track retirement review. We can connect over the phone or virtually. Call us 615-488-7811.
Yeah, and this is more than just confidence. It's about peace of mind, knowing that your money is there for you when you need it. So give us that call, 615-488-7811. That's 615-488-7811. For your free on-track retirement review with one of the team members here at Beacon Capital Management. Should I say it again, Ben? I think I will anyway. So here's that number, 615-488-7811.
Now Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. Well, how much money can you safely withdraw every year in retirement? And how do you ensure that you don't withdraw too much and end up running out of money in retirement far too soon? Well, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with my good friends Pete Benson and Dan Benson this morning. And today we're working to set the record straight on what's fact versus fiction when it comes to planning and investing for your retirement. So coming up this segment, why the 4% rule could cause you to run through your entire life savings far too soon. And Pete, the very important question that we started with is how much money can you safely withdraw every year in retirement? That's a big one when people start coming into the red zone and they're looking at retirement coming quickly.
Yeah, it really is. And there's a lot of myths out there. Retirement myth number two, the 4% rule is always a safe withdrawal rate for any period of time. And we believe that it is a safe withdrawal rate for certain periods of time. But you never know what your, you know, first 10 years in retirement are going to look like. Are they going to look really good? Are they going to look really bad? And do you want to look at other strategies? So really, Mr. Client, we look at you as the decider. We'll lay out, okay, you've got this strategy, this one, and this one, the 4% rule, the drawdown strategy, dividend strategy, and so on. It's just, you know, after we go over that. And I know Dan's done it many, many times. I have, John, other advisors here. Then we just say, listen, this is the one we're partial to. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure you have peace of mind. So the 4% rule was very popular, created in the 90s, heard a lot about it. Certainly were periods there where the market was doing excellent, you know, way above what the normal had been. And it sure worked during those periods of time. There's been other periods from 2000 to 2010 that we feel like that wasn't the best strategy. And so we've come up with other strategies that we believe work very, very well. We have a drawdown strategy where you're drawing your income off an investment that gets a modest rate of return but never goes down with the stock market. And then that allows your growth money to continue to grow, and you have this security and the peace of mind of, you know, knowing that you're taking your income somewhere where it's never going to lose 10, 20, or 30, or 40%. So when the market's going down, that's your growth stock money, and bonds are losing, then that can be a frightening thing, Dan. So, I mean, you just got to think about that. And I know that, Ben, you too, we hear about this around the office all the time from various clients. You know, just don't always believe that one size fits all.
Well, I want to go back to what you said earlier, Pete. Now, I think we're the 4% rule, and again, not against it. It has its place in some people's portfolio and works well, like you said, in others. It may not be the best strategy. You've got to be working with a financial advisor that understands and is disciplined enough to look at the different variables and factor into that. But I want to go back to something you said, Pete, about what happens if you're stuck on the 4% withdrawal strategy and you hit the sequence of returns risk. Mm-hmm. In other words, you retire in a down market. Mm-hmm. It could leave you in a position that's going to be much less, where you're withdrawing a whole lot more money automatically than you really need to. And that's why you may hear us pick on the 4% rule a little bit, because there's no staple rule out there that you can just go by anymore that just says, this is going to be the best thing for my retirement across the board. Mm-hmm. You never hear it. That's why we're so involved in, and I hear you guys talk all the time, Dan, about putting together that customized strategy, because it doesn't matter whether it's 3%, 4%, 5%. What matters most is your net income, like you were talking about, after taxes. And of course, we know where taxes are coming up. So it just begs the question, what planning are you doing to account for a withdrawal strategy?
Think about kind of going back to that 2008 scenario you mentioned. People in 2007 that were retiring surely felt like they had enough money to retire. Yeah. They hopefully wouldn't have retired. Most people I talk to have run the numbers, but here's the risk of the 4% rule. If you're only always making money, if the market's only always going up, and you can get 6 or 7% every year with no chance of that ever going down, 4% rule is going to work. So the last 12 years would have been reasonably okay. But in 2008, when the market fell 52%, a lot of folks, when they get closer to retirement, they'll reduce their risk some. So they may be 60% growth, 40% conservative. But even in that time frame, people lost 35% of their money. So they're pulling money out of a strategy every month that's going down in value. Then factor in the tax on top of that. You lose 35%. Every dollar you took out of an IRA also lost 20%+ in taxes. And there were people stranded going, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. And so many families were having to choose to maybe even go back to work. And so the 4% rule, if you think the market's only going to go up for the next 10 to 15 years, there's no risk ahead, full steam, right? Everything's going to be growth, 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 then maybe you try that. If you think that maybe we'll see some ups and downs along the way, which typically we do, and coming out of this market, it wouldn't be unreasonable to expect some volatility, that 4% rule could get you into a lot of trouble. And so we want, when it comes to retirement, when it comes to income, the plans that we try to develop, which are fully customized for every single family, every plan is different. I want to know for myself and for the families we represent that when it comes to income, that those dollars are coming from accounts that have no market risk tied to them, that I can't lose a dollar of the money that I need to allocate for monthly income. I don't know about you, but I don't want my income money being at risk, right? It's almost like going to Vegas and betting your rent money, right? Who's going to do that? Well, that's no different than the stock market. If you're betting on your income from the market, there's a chance that could go up, it could go down. So we want to make sure that the income comes from a more protected type of an account. As you mentioned, Pete, there are some today get a reasonable rate of return. There's no market risk tied into them. You can take funds from them every single month. And the other concept that goes along with that is you always want to pull income from your lowest returning asset. So you want to pull income from your most conservative, lowest returning asset that's out there. Leave your growth money to be out there growing for 15, 20, 25 years. And if you're able to do that, a market downturn doesn't impact you because my income wasn't tied to it to begin with, and my growth money may have another 15, 20 years to recover and get those higher rates of return that we do need on some of our money to offset inflation, higher healthcare costs, and things of that nature.
Well, Pete, as you know, in retirement, it's all about income. When it comes to retirement, income is the outcome. And of course, this morning, we're talking about busting or debunking these five common myths in retirement planning that can certainly derail us. And one of the most important lessons to get straight is having a solid income game plan when it comes to retirement. And we have a great free resource that we want to offer to anyone who calls in. It's a book that came out in 2019. You and John wrote it. It's called Succeeding with Money, A Financial Plan for Life. It's an easy book, easy read. Does a great job of breaking down the basics in retirement planning. Of course, the first chapter is all about income and the things you want to be aware of when building out an income plan for life. So the other chapters are very relevant topics, very like topics. But again, easy read. For your free copy, give us a call today. We'll get a free book in your hands. The number is 615-488-7811.
Yeah. Unfortunately, growing your retirement savings is more challenging today than ever before. You may not realize it, but the fastest way to grow your nest egg right now can be reducing your taxes, like we talked about before. So you want to pay less to the IRS, and you want more money to spend on your family in retirement. So that's why we want to make an offer again here today. We call it the Free Retirement Tax Analysis. Again, it's called the Free Retirement Tax Analysis.
So this morning, we're talking about fact versus fiction when it comes to retirement planning. And of course, the challenges you may face if you're looking to retire somewhere in the next few years, 5 years. And of course, there's not one size fits all strategy for retirement. But one of the best answers for many of the challenges you're going to face in retirement, like your low interest rates or inflation, it's all about having a solid income plan. And so if you have questions about what a healthy income plan looks like, or you want details about what's really, what should go into a solid income plan, then give us a call this morning. We're happy to help and really take a look and make sure you have the right balance of growth money and protected income. So give us a call, 615-488-7811. And if you've saved $250,000 more for retirement, then call to schedule time to have a free retirement income analysis run. There's no charge, no obligation, but you need to call.
Yeah, great news. The analysis will show you good options for generating income in retirement. You see, the biggest fear with baby boomers today is running out of money in retirement. So creating a bulletproof income plan will help eliminate this fear for you. So to schedule your analysis, we ask you to call this number, 615-488-7811. I'll say it again, 615-488-7811.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
Conventional wisdom says that you should always delay filing for Social Security as long as possible because every year you delay, your benefits could increase by 8%. Well, it's a no-brainer, you say. Unfortunately, that doesn't tell the whole story for every family. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Pete Benson here with Dan Benson and Ben Christie. And today we are setting the record straight on what is fact, what is fiction, when it comes to planning and investing in your retirement. So coming up in this segment, a contrarian strategy that could help you get even more income, perhaps, when you file for Social Security.
Social Security, yeah. Social Security is a big one, but let's go back. And so far, we've covered two myths this morning, right? We debunked the first myth there that taxes will be lower in retirement. And that's certainly not an always thing. In fact, we see that
it's a sometimes thing, but not an always thing.
Yes, it's not locked in stone, that's for sure. And then myth two, that the 4% rule is always a safe withdrawal rate, right? Well, that's just not the case. For some people, yes, work. But for others, it's the worst thing that you could do if you just stick to that. So, third myth this morning is that delaying Social Security until age 70 will always yield more net income. The key here is net income. You know, conventional wisdom says that you do this, it's a no-brainer because, you know, every year you delay, you get an 8% increase. But let's say you've made an average or even above average income, which many people listening to this show, that's where they're at. And you save money like you've been told to, you know, religiously in your IRA, your 401k. And so you're looking at retirement and you're thinking, I'm in good shape. And so you're like, I want to hold off, Dan, and I want to get the biggest check I can from Social Security. But then you enter retirement. It comes time to withdraw that money from your IRA, your 401k. And so you start realizing how much taxes you're going to be paying, and you're getting Social Security, which is taxable income, which means it could drive you into a higher tax bracket, which could also double your Medicare premiums. It's kind of this never-ending saga that you have to stop the domino effect. And so you have to understand that one thing can lead to another. And before you know, you could really be upside down on this and not be aware. And Dan, I know you were talking during the break about a client that you've seen that really kind of walked through this scenario, and you were able to really help them understand what they were really walking into when it comes to making that major Social Security decision.
Yeah, so they came in to see me and had actually done a lot of research on Social Security. He was planning on retiring at 62, him and his wife, and their goal was to delay Social Security until the full retirement age where he could get his full retirement benefits, plus she could get up to half of what his full retirement benefits was because she stayed at home with the kids. So he knew exactly what his break-even age was, and if he drew at 62, it would take him to live till this age. And so that's the way a lot of folks look at it. What's my break-even? They're missing the single biggest factor, and they're only looking at one piece of the entire puzzle. And so I sat down with him, used the retirement analyzer software that we use, run that with every client, and we can run multiple side-by-side scenarios. And I said, look, I have an opinion on this, but more important than my opinion, let's let the numbers show you.
Speak for themselves. Okay.
Let's let the data, not my opinion, not your neighbors, not your brothers, not your own.
Yeah.
Let's run these numbers side by side. So we put in some assumptions into the software, allowed them to put those assumptions in so they were comfortable. We made them very conservative. And he wanted a $7,000 a month income. And so we were going to have to draw $7,000 a month off the portfolio for the first 5+ years while they were delaying Social Security. They had about a little over $1 million saved. And so we pulled the $7,000 a month out. When they got to full retirement age, right, they can reduce that distribution down because their Social Security was around $4,500 a month, but we'd still have to keep drawing $2,500 a month.
Right.
So we ran it that way. What if we pulled the $7,000 out
and then at full retirement, drop it down to be offset by Social Security. What happens to the total portfolio value? That's the biggest piece they were missing. Mm. In those early years when we were really hammering into the principle of that, and what happens if they take a couple extra trips we didn't account for, right. They need a new car, right? So these were pretty conservative numbers we ran. And I said, let me show you another way. Let's look at turning on the Social Security immediately and just bridging the gap. The Social Security amount went down from $4,500 a month down to about $3,500. They were losing $1,000 a month, okay? But we were able to pull less off the portfolio. And over a lifetime, every decade running out to age 100, the portfolio value stayed way ahead when they started drawing early, and the portfolio never caught up in the other scenario.
Yeah.
And here's the thought. I'll try and simplify this. If you're getting 8% a year from Social Security, which is pretty much the amount they give you, 7% or 8% guaranteed return. They go, no one can give me that. Dan, you can't give me that. You're right. We can't give you a 7 or 8% guarantee. But think about it. It's a 7 or 8% guarantee on a $3,000 a month income.
Right.
Or a $36,000 a year asset.
Right.
7% on $36,000. What if his $1 million was only getting 3%? Let's ratchet that return level way down. 3%, reasonable. Surely with a moderate conservative portfolio, you can get that. Let the data tell you what to do.
Yeah, so well said, Dan. And that's why it's so crucial that you get a customized Social Security analysis. That's something that we offer here at Beacon. And feel free, if you're listening this morning, you're like, that's something I'd like to look into, give us a call, 615-619-1615, 615-619-1615. Or if you're out there listening and you know you've got that big Social Security decision coming and you're not quite ready to commit to a free analysis, then start more simple. Start with maybe a free digital guide. And we have something that we've pulled together. It's our free Social Security guide. It's called the What, When, Who, How, the Social Security Decision. And it's something that you can go to Ask Beacon now and download. And it's going to show you why poor planning could cost you, who you should consult with first when it comes to making that big Social Security decision. And then a little more about Medicare and how Medicare really factors into that decision as well. There's so much more, like Dan said, you need to get the big picture before you make this major decision in your life, Pete.
Yeah, and we'd actually be willing to and able to send them this article that I came across recently from Forbes, 7 Common and Costly Social Security Mistakes. Here's one of the quotes. Many retirees make decisions that cost them additional lifetime benefits of $100,000 or more. The Social Security rules and choices are complicated, and they're complex, and they're understandable that people have trouble optimizing their benefits. So again, another good article, and then this other download. Go to www.beaconcm.com or give us a call, 615-619-1615.
I love it. So this morning, we've been talking all about common misconceptions about retirement. Of course, not only are there many common misconceptions that can lead good-intentioned, well-educated folks down the wrong path, but there are also other challenges when it comes to retirement. Challenges like these record low interest rates at the bank that we're experiencing, soaring inflation, of course, the threat of higher taxes that just seems to be looming out there, a skyrocketing national debt, a fully valued stock market that feels like it just can be risky to jump into it. There are a lot of moving pieces and parts when it comes to retirement, and it's easy to get overwhelmed when you think about retirement. And we're here to help take away the confusion. Pete, we really just want to help people bring them a peace of mind when it comes to retirement planning.
Yeah, and friends, if you want to know if your money is on track, get a second opinion. Do what so many other listeners to this show have done. Call our team to set up your on-track retirement review. We can connect in person, over the phone, virtually, whatever you're most comfortable with. No more wondering how and if your money will last. No more worrying about keeping taxes in retirement low as possible. Feel confident about your future, your financial independence. Take action now. That's the key. Take action now. If you save $250,000 or more, then give us a call and request that free on-track retirement review. Give us a call, 615-488-7811. Again, for your on-track retirement review, call our team here at Beacon Capital. Call us at 615-488-7811.
Thanks Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615. So if you go online and you do a search for planning for retirement, you'll likely see, like me, over 285 million search results, which means there are 285 articles, blogs, videos, all about the subject of planning for retirement, which you can likely draw out that there's probably 285 million different opinions out there about what you should or should not do when it comes to planning for retirement. And a large portion of these is likely it's either outdated, it's misleading, or it may simply just be bad advice. Well, good morning. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with my friends Pete Benson and Dan Benson. And today we are working to set the record straight on what's fact versus fiction when it comes to planning and investing for your retirement. So coming up in our final segment this morning, why achieving some magical number doesn't necessarily mean you're ready to retire. Plus, we'll talk about the Goldilocks asset allocation, which is maybe just the right portion for you. So, Pete, have you ever heard someone come in and say, Pete, I need $1 million and my retirement is just going to be perfect?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's got this magic number of how much money they've got in accounts, and that's going to be the end all. So, retirement planning myth number four, I need $1 million to retire. For many people, that's more than enough. For a lot of people, that's not nearly enough. It depends on what your outgo is, how much you have in debt, what you plan to do in retirement. Are you kind of stay around the house and piddle around in the garage, or are you someone who takes elaborate trips and wants fancy cars and boats and all kinds of things? So a more important number to know, and I know Dan would agree and all the financial advisors here, a more important number would be how much money do you need for income each year to pay your bills. We call that paychecks. And then to do some extra things, we call that playchecks. Paychecks and playchecks. Had a couple come in not long ago, and his magic number was $1.5 million. And he was like, you know, we're only at 1.1, but I feel like I want to retire now. And is there a way to make this work? But, you know, I really feel like I've been a failure because I didn't get the 1.5 million. We sat down, we put all the numbers in the database, how much they would get from Social Security, other income sources, how little debt they had. And I proved to them that 1.1 million was way more than enough. And so some of you feel like you don't have enough to retire, but you really do. And you're all set. So again, take us up on the opportunity to come in like this couple did, and let's lay it out there and see. Maybe you are ready. It's not necessarily a magic number of how much invested.
Well, the other side of that too, Pete, is sometimes people have a number and they're wrong because it's too low of a number.
That's right.
And they're headed for ultimate disaster in retirement. Yeah. They have convinced themselves that they've saved enough, but in actuality, they haven't. Yeah. And I can tell you this, when it comes to retirement, there are no do-overs.
Yeah.
The numbers do matter. There is no magical number for some one person or the next. Mm-hmm. But you really need to run that forward-looking analysis to see, am I ever going to run out, or do I have enough, and am I going to be able to leave some money behind even if that's important to you? So numbers matter for sure, but even sometimes people can be too conservative with their number, and that's just as bad. So moving on to myth number five, retirement planning myth number five, and this is the old 60-40 rule, and that 60-40 automatically provides diversification. And I would say that most people believe that diversification in their mind means conservative or more secure to some degree. So as people get closer to retirement, they shave down their growth allocation, add more to bonds, and that's what most financial advisors out there in the world actually tell people to do. And hey, you're going to be just fine. As we mentioned earlier in the show, a 60-40 portfolio, when we've rerun the numbers going back to 2008, still would have lost 35%. And so while a lot of advisors would say that this is a moderate or type of a risk, or even moderate conservative. If I were to ask a client, if you lost 35% of your money today, would that be a moderate loss in your opinion? Very few are going to say yes. I would say most would say no, I'm not comfortable with that. So, and that's coming out of an environment where bonds have been going down. The interest rates have been going down for almost 40 years. And when interest rates go down, bonds actually outperform. And so we kind of got accustomed to bonds outperforming. And if you look, Pete, just this year, the bond averages in the year 2021, as we're sitting here today, almost every bond yield average out there is negative this year. And rates haven't even started to go up. And so it's going to be even more important that people understand bonds mean conservative, but bonds don't mean no risk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's still some level of risk. We're seeing it here today for really one of the first times in over 30 years where bonds are starting to lose money. So what happens to someone's portfolio, Pete, when they're relying on that conservative money to be there and it's losing money too?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so they take it out of the stock market because after all, we must have hit the high by now. Mm-hmm. So let's put it over into bonds and then that money loses. And so how long can you keep it there if that continues on? So understanding diversification, we'd love to be able to show you what that really means, but it's not always just a 60-40 split. There are other ways to diversify your investments.
Think about it this way. A lot of folks would consider money in the market having risk, that if they lost 20% of the value, that wouldn't be a good thing, right? Nobody would consider losing 20% of their money like, okay, I'm just going to be okay with that. Well, if you have money in tax-deferred accounts, every time you take a dollar out, you could be losing or paying 20%. So if you need to pull out $50,000, you're going to have to pull out $62,000 or so to just get to that number. That's so we're losing money every time. It's like a stock market correction. Every time I touched my money, it's like the market fell 20%. So we want to understand our risk, but even more importantly, especially if taxes go up, we're going to want to understand what our tax liability is. What's my tax risk on my investments? And it is simple, Ben, to your point. It's not complicated at all. We'll sit down with somebody, we'll get some basic information, and then we'll run it through some analysis to determine what are the absolute best tax-saving strategies that are specifically suited for that individual. Mm-hmm. So not for their neighbor, but we'll run it based on their numbers, their data, and show them exactly what those best tax-saving strategies are.
So this morning, if you find yourself concerned that there's a chance you could run out of money, if that is a valid concern that you have, we want you to think about that. Don't ignore that feeling, because sadly, there are stories out there of good savers who've had to make some adjustments in their retirement, and they've had to change their lifestyle and make some compromises from their retirement that they really wanted. They're not able to live out that dream retirement.
Yeah, so folks, if you want to know if your money plan is on track, get that second opinion from us. Do what so many other listeners to the show have done. Call our team to get that on-track retirement review. We can connect in person, as we said before, over the phone, virtually, whatever you're most comfortable with. No more wondering if your money will last. No more worrying about keeping taxes in retirement as low as possible. Feel confident about your future, your retirement independence, your financial independence. Take action now. If you have at least $250,000 or more, then you can call in and request that free on-track retirement review. The number is 615-488-7811. Again, that on-track retirement review, 615-488-7811. Well, our time is up today. Thanks for joining us. We hope you had a lot of fun listening to our show and gaining some great information. Call us anytime. That number is 615-488-7811. Again, see the different ways that we might be able to help you and your family. 615-488-7811.
Or you can also jump online. Visit us at beaconcm.com. That's Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. Where you can get some great free resources like the one we mentioned earlier, the four ways to save on taxes in retirement. You can also learn more about developing what we feel is a truly comprehensive retirement game plan. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson. We're from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember that peace of mind in retirement
requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.